You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and hey, it is May. We are almost halfway through 2024. Can you believe it, guys? I walked outside today. I'm like, the grass is getting green. The temperatures are warming up. And who doesn't feel a little pep in their step? Like, we're heading in the right direction. If you live in Iowa, you're thankful that we're in May. Today's May Day. My kids are making May Day baskets. As an office, we've been making them. And it just feels fun, right? So we're heading into that kind of a season of the year that, oh, it just feels fun to do these kinds of things. But I want to tell you, like, while we're walking into a season where we're going to have family vacations and kids not in school and the schedule not as hectic, or maybe more hectic, who knows? I don't want you to lose sight of your dreams. I don't want you to look past here and all of a sudden here it is, it's the fall and I have not accomplished my dreams. My weight loss goals, I completely let them slip out the door. My financial goals, I completely just passed on them. My sales goals, my relationship goals, my whatever it is, I decided to launch a podcast and oh my gosh, now we're at the end of 2024. I made a commitment to write a book and now, oh my gosh, it's passing me by. Guys, life is moving at the speed of light. It is moving so fast right now. And I feel like I'm talking fast right now. Like I feel like I've had like way too much caffeine for the day. But literally, when I'm thinking about this, don't lose sight of your goals. Grab hold of them and do what you need to do to accomplish things and to move the needle forward in your life. And I want to talk to you about what it's going to take for you to do that. There's a few things. Number one, you need to show up authentically as you. You, in order to take the reins of your life and to move things forward, you need to show up in all your own authenticity. You are the only you on this earth. So you be you. You being you is where the value comes in. You being you is the differentiator. You being you is the authentic factor, right? I've always thought that I'm kind of quirky. I'm pretty different. I think different. But while I thought all those things, there are areas of my life that you just try to be normal, kind of blend in. And society is always trying to cause us to be normal, to blend in. I've noticed even with my kids, Mom, I don't want to wear that. No one wears that. Mom, I don't want those kind of shoes. No one has those kind of shoes. Mom, I don't want, like, because no one has. And I'm like, guys, who wants to be like everybody else? They just don't want to stand out. And I'm like, huh. I understand the conflict. They don't want to stand out because when you stand out and a bright light gets shown on the fact that you stand out, a bright light shines on you and you don't fit into the crowd. Can it draw some criticism? Can it draw some, they can make fun of you. They could talk funny about you. They may not like you. It puts you in a position where you may get rejected. So this starts from childhood on. I want to just be like everybody else. I've really, while I've struggled with that to some degree, I've never wanted to be like anybody else. In fact, I've never wanted to be anybody else. I'm like, I like me. I think different. I'm unique. I have a different way of perceiving things. I have a different way of communicating things. And while I might try to be somewhat kind of in the mix, like I'm trying to kind of blend in with everything, I know that my uniqueness is my actual giftedness. My uniqueness, the fact that I am unique from everybody else in my perspective. I have a different opinion. I have a different approach. I don't like to dress like everybody else dresses. I mean, I dress kind of, but you know what I mean. But it's in your uniqueness. It's in your unique perspective. It's in how you see the world. It's in how you frame up the world. It's that uniqueness that actually makes you exceptional. It's not in your sameness. Your sameness doesn't add a lot to the earth. Sameness is sameness. It doesn't do anything. Look at the world changers that have changed our world. They were different. They thought different. They chose a different path. I'm getting ready to speak for Junior League, and I was looking at their founder, and their founder was a debutante back in the 1930s, and she was at Brown University, and looking at all of the people that she ran, that she was with, right? That, that elevated elite kind of lifestyle. And then she looked on, you know, like other college students and other people and the societal things that were going on. And she decided, hey, I'm going to do something about this. And she gathered all of her, her friends that were just like her. And they said, let's go on a mission. Let's create, let's reform some things. Let's get some education out for kids that might not be able to afford it. Let's do some things. Let's get them out of poverty. Let's get some housing. Let's make impact with the influence that we have. And I was remarking about this. It wasn't her sameness. It was her difference. She saw something different. And 150 years later, well, close to 150 years later, that organization is still a powerful impact in most communities. Junior League does so much through most communities, but it goes all the way back to that one girl and the way she thought and the way she saw it. And so when I say, can one life make a difference? Does your unique giftedness need to come out? Desperately, the world needs to see your unique giftedness. They need to see you. Because I'm telling you guys, the more, I mean, I'm obviously, you know, I'm in my early 50s and I'm thinking about things in a completely different way. And I don't think it's because I'm, you know, I think age is a mindset, right? And I don't think that I'm getting older in that, in the way I think. I think that I'm getting more on purpose. And I think that I'm getting more on purpose and more intentional about just being authentically me, because I've had some life situations happen. I've walked through some critical things, and I've walked through, you know, some health situations, and I'm like, yeah, like, do not waste your life. Don't waste it, but don't waste it just playing it safe. Don't waste it just being average. Don't waste it just hanging out with, like, this is what we do. This is what the, this is as a society. This is how we are. The world, our school systems, everything about it is trying to make us be normal. I see it all the time with my kids. I tell them every day, don't be a follower. Be a leader. Lead. The view changes when you lead. There's risk in being a leader. The risk is they could reject you. They could make fun of you. But guess what? The gold is on the side of being a leader. Be a leader. I tell my kids that all the time. If I drop them off to another kid's house, I'm like, hey guys, be respectful, but be great leaders. Be a great leader today. Show up in a great way. Be kind to somebody else. Be dynamic. And I talk to my kids like that all the time. I was reminded by the fact that one day Faith and Foster were sitting there having a conversation. And I said to them, I'm like, guys, here's the reality. Let's talk about something that just happened. Like, I don't want to see that kind of behavior again. That's just following. Like, it's just following bad behavior. You just following. And Foster looked at me and he goes, Mom, starts crying, big tears running down his face. He goes, did you really just call me a follower? You called me a follower? And he was so upset by it, right? And I'm like, man, maybe I need to back off. I've really ingrained into them, like, be a leader. Be a leader. Show up, lead. Don't follow. Lead. And when I say lead, I'm talking about don't let everyone else's opinions dictate your life. That doesn't mean you're not going to have courage to be a leader. You're going to have courage. You're going to have to find your tribe. Because when you show up authentically, just as you are, you're going to start to attract people to your life that think like you think, that belong to your world. And guess what I've discovered? Even over the past couple years, as I've become more authentically who I am, I've become more vocal about who I am and how I believe on this. Guess what? I'm starting to attract to me people that I don't know if I necessarily would have connected with them or not, but that are like-minded. And guess what it is? They're aspirant. They're like-minded. They think similarly, and they just want to show up and be their best self. They want to come and perform at their highest level. And when you are constantly calling to that, you're attracting to you like-mindedness, and like-mindedness, when they're going the right direction, lift everything. So I talked about the fact that your uniqueness is where your gifting lies. I was talking with a friend of mine not very long ago, and she's been all over the world in so many things, and she's super, super, super accomplished, and she's inspiring. And she said to me, Amy, it's always your uniqueness is where your value is at. Your value comes in your unique position. Your value comes in your uniqueness. It doesn't come in your sameness. And I just want to shout that from the mountaintops to you. If you're trying to blend, if you're trying to play it safe, if you're living a life that's not truly authentically yours, dive into it. Be courageous. Be you. Show up as you. Some of your friends might go by the wayside, but your tribe, your vibe attracts your tribe. You're going to draw them to you. Okay? So when you're walking in your authentic way, being you, you're drawing the people that like you, that want to be around you. It feels authentic. There's something so powerful about authenticity and the authenticity being, I'm me. I show up as me. I'm not changing my opinion just because yours is different than mine. I'm not being hostile towards it. We can have conversation, but I'm going to show up authentically me. Could I get rejected? You sure could. Is it likely? Most likely. You will have some rejection. You will have some friends maybe walk a different direction. But guess what? You're going to have a whole lot more people that you're like, we're unified. We're agreed. My vibe attracts my tribe. I'm authentically who I am. And when I'm authentic, my ability to make impact is so much more significant. When you're authentically you and you speak from a place of authenticity, it connects with people. It draws people. They know that this is truth. They know that you're not talking from abstract concepts. They know that this is who you are. And when you connect with them, guess what it creates? Trust. A lot of trust, right? They're like, oh, I trust you because you're authentically just who you are. So don't let 2024 escape you. Don't let it be Groundhog's Day. Don't let it be a year that you say, it was fine. Grab 2024, grab the reins on 2024. Own it. I've been doing some different things. Like I've been getting up 2 days a week at 4 o'clock in the morning. And you're like, well, Amy, you get up early. No, I have to set my alarm. It is a sacrifice on my sleep time, right? And I'm like, I need to move the needle forward. And I need the brain space of quiet that I can actually sit and work on things. Because I have a goal to complete something in the next 30 to 45 days. But if I'm just going with my normal life, I would be lucky to get it completed by the end of the year and most likely it'd be into next year. And I'm like, no, I'm on mission and I'm on purpose and I'm being intentional. And is it sustainable? Yeah, I think it's sustainable. But I'm like, if I commit 2 extra hours a week to moving the needle forward, because I already get up at 5, but if I commit 2 extra hours a week, right, then I've added an extra 8 hours I've added an entire day of work to just doing that, an extra hour 2 days a week, right? So I've added 8 hours to this 1 week or to this 1 month. Do you know how impactful, just if you think about, if I could just spend concentrated time for a day moving the needle forward in my life, how it pays off? Guys, it's the whole compound effect. There's a ripple effect. There's a compounding effect. I know that when I say I'm going to do something, when I say that I'm going to be diligent and consistent, that I have a disciplined life. Yeah, do I sometimes eat the food that I shouldn't eat? And do I sometimes do this? And do I sometimes not do that? Yeah, but it's very, very minor. Like it's very slim. I live a disciplined life. I live a disciplined thought life. I live a disciplined word life. I live a disciplined life because I know on the other side of discipline is everything I want. Does that mean I don't have, my biggest obstacle is myself. My biggest obstacle is myself, getting myself up in the morning, overcoming my own objections, self-talk, talking to myself to just keep moving forward. You're going to have confidence as you walk forward. You're going to have to be confident and just, I know I'm on this earth for a purpose. I know if I'm here today, it's because God has something great for me and keep walking that direction. But show up authentically as you. Grab a hold of your dreams, take them by the reins and be impactful with it. Don't just let it go by. If I look around and I have conversations with lots and lots of people, and I'm blessed to be in the industry that I'm in and I get to talk to people. But so many people are letting life run them and circumstances run them, and they're not taking authority over it and saying, I'm going to own this time frame. You might have to get up earlier. You might have to sacrifice some things. You might not be able to go out for dinner that night because you've got a discipline. You might just say, I'm gonna make a different choice because I have a greater desire for something else. But literally, do not let 2024 just be a Groundhog Day year. We launched this year doing an event, a You Are More event in Cedar Falls. And it was all about just 2024, your year for more. Well, we're halfway through the year, guys. This is kind of your wake-up call. The year is almost half over. Do not let go of your dreams. Do not let go of your purpose. Do not let go of who you are. Walk in it. Take authority over it. Commit to it. Sacrifice to make it happen. Show up as your best self and put one foot in front of the other. Some days I look at my schedule and I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. And then I think to myself, I know how I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna put one foot in front of the other and I'm just gonna win the minute. I'm just gonna win the hour. I'm just gonna win the first appointment. And then I'm gonna win the second. If I look at my whole day sometimes, I could be in overwhelm. If I look at my whole week sometimes, I could sit in overwhelm. So I take bite-sized pieces. I win the minute, I win the hour, I win the appointment, and then I win the next. And then if I do that every day, I'm winning my day. I'm gonna win my day today. Sometimes I have to win my morning talk to myself. Like, get out of your bed. Some days getting out of bed in the morning is winning the day. Some days when I'm like, everything in my world is counseling me to stay in bed. Don't get up. You don't need to do that. Why do you always keep pushing on things so hard? Why do you want to move the needle so much? Why do you want to accomplish so much? It's who I'm created to be, and I want to take opportunity with it, right? But so many times those feelings are just stay in the bed. Stay average. Don't put yourself out there. I was talking with a friend of mine who she's got an incredible voice and she's got a CD out and she's released some music. And every time she's like, I just get nervous putting it out there. I get nervous. What if they don't like it? It's my heart and soul. What if they don't? What are they going to think? Are they going to reject me? I said, I know that feeling. Every time I put a podcast out, I have the same feelings. You just have to go against them. And so today I say to you, go be you. Be authentically you. Be authentically you. There's nobody else like you. Everybody else is taken. All right? So in all of your glory, just be you. Your uniqueness is where your value is found. I think you just need to focus on this week. What makes you unique? When you focus on what makes you unique, there's where you find your value. That's where you find your value, guys. So even as a business, my unique proposition, my unique selling proposition out of any company, like there has to be a uniqueness. So we're taught to be, we're taught to blend. But when you're in business, when you're in a marketplace, in order to have success, you need to stand out. You need to be different. So that's true in everything. That's true in all life. So find out, locate, what makes you uniquely you? Is it your perspective? Is it your voice? Is it your compassion? Is it the way you see people? Is it the way you make people feel? Is it what you do when you walk into a room? Are you a room lifter? Whatever it is that makes you you, do it. Do it with everything in you. And I promise, when I think about a life of authenticity, of me being me, showing up every day at the highest level to make deposits into human beings that are around me. And I have a fantastic team, so I get excited to see them. But literally, to be able to make deposits into people in the authentic way that I communicate, I'm always going to attract to me people that are of like mind. Guess what that makes my life? More harmonious. Guess what it makes things happen? There's a lift that naturally occurs because you've got people thinking on the same level, the same frequency, the same energy, right? There's a lift. So when you're walking authentically as who you are, the people, that whole statement, your vibe attracts your tribe, becomes more elevated. And life only gets better and better and better. Impact only grows, influence and the ability to influence other people only grows. So go be you, authentically you. Everyone else is taken, and let that sink deep. My value is in my uniqueness, not my sameness. My value is in what makes me unique. Locate that. Honor that. Be that. Because you are created for so much more. You are more. If you like this, or if you think someone just needs to hear the whole talk on just being themselves uniquely, then please send it out. Share it with somebody. I appreciate all the reviews you've given me. Guys, I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you pushing my podcast into a top 3% podcast. I'm thankful. But as always, I want you to remember this. You are more.